News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Communities had more negative attitudes towards immigration, in particular disadvantaged communities, where there was an increase in migrants since 2011. That's according to ESRI research published today. In a little while, we will speak to Dr. Mike Murphy, Senior Lecturer in Applied Psychology on UCC. But first off, to get a deeper dive into what this report is actually saying, we will go to the Senior Policy Officer at the ESRI, co-author of the report, Ciara Murphy. Ciara, I suppose, aside from the fact that if you're in a disadvantaged community, that you are more likely to be negative about immigration, what else did you find? Because it is quite a nuanced report, or at least the findings are quite nuanced.
Yeah, nuanced and also numerous, I think. So there was a lot of findings. So disadvantages is one finding. Another is kind of rural areas are more negative unless there's a high share of migrants in those areas, and then they're actually as positive as urban areas. Another is that residential segregation, so kind of when people are more clustered rather than spread out among the population, leads to more negative attitudes. So lots of findings, and I could go on, but there's more there.
Well, yeah, there's loads, and there's a couple that jumped out at me, which kind of, I suppose, go against the grain of what we've been told and what politicians have been arguing. Chief among them, migrants are not more likely to live in disadvantaged communities.
No. So when we looked at that, the largest increase is in actually the more affluent areas. And that actually doesn't go against the grain when you think about who migrants are in general in Ireland. So when you look at the research on this, migrants are more likely to be highly educated, employed. So most people come here for education, for work, and to join family. So we hear a lot about asylum-related migration, but that is the majority of migration is for work, education.
Family. Yeah, it is, which is a point that is often ignored in debates. Are asylum seekers more likely to live in disadvantaged communities, did you find?
We actually didn't look at that, but it's an interesting question. What we did find is that people who are living in areas with an asylum seeker accommodation centre actually have more positive attitudes towards immigration, which is really support for this contact theory, this idea that kind of when we're actually around migrants and have contact with them, it leads to more positive attitudes.
Okay, so can you extrapolate from that if you're in a disadvantaged area, you're more likely to be negative to immigration, but if you are in a disadvantaged area that where there is an asylum centre, you're maybe likely to have a different view?
We can't really extrapolate. It would be an interesting interaction to look at. But kind of what we can say is that not all contact is positive, and not every area that has migrants in it has contact. So this is really important, that the social infrastructure in an area really helps to actually create positive contact. So it's one of the reasons why disadvantaged communities might be more negative. There might be less social infrastructure there, less kind of community groups
Is it more than that? Sorry to cut across, Shakira. Does this survey suggest it's more about an intangible fear that you will maybe lose out in resources and so on, rather than, and that when you have contact, that those intangible fears, they don't disappear, but they lessen?
100%. So definitely kind of the takeaway, I think, from this research and from previous research is that economic precarity and a sense of kind of economic insecurity is a really strong determinant of your attitudes towards immigration. So when you look at the individual level, it's kind of education, you have confidence in the future, you feel that it's easy to make ends meet. All those things make you more likely to be positive towards immigration. And then when you look at the community level, it's this disadvantage and it's this and it's a recent increase. And one, I think, really interesting thing is, you know, this recent increase can lead to more negative attitude, but actually migrant share overall doesn't lead to more negative attitude. So there's this idea that kind of an increase can really scare people and make people feel threatened. But then over time, as kind of contact and people get used to having migrants in their communities, that okay. Actually then attitudes improve.
Fascinating stuff. Ciara, thanks indeed for talking to us. Ciara Murphy there, author of that ESRI report. Let's bring in Dr. Mike Murphy, Senior Lecturer in Applied Psychology in UCC. Mike, what do you make of these findings? It is quite nuanced, isn't it?
It is very nuanced. I found it a very interesting report now when I was reading it. And to be honest with you, there's nothing in there that is surprising from a psychological perspective. Like, we have a number of theories in psychology that help us to understand phenomena like negative attitudes to other communities or prejudice, if you like. And there's nothing here that really cuts across.
I'm probably oversimplifying it here, but is this about fear of the unknown? And when the unknown becomes known, it's less worry, it's less scary?
Well, in psychology, the answer is usually yes and no. So I'm going to go with that one here. But really, what we have here is the theory I would point to here is what we call realistic conflict theory. And that is where you perceive that there are limited resources available. Obviously, in Ireland at the moment, you might point to housing, for example.
Yeah.
And you can see that there is an obviously, in some way, obviously different group. You can see that there are different communities coexisting or living together in the same area, and you can perceive that there is possibly a conflict between those groups for limited resources. So, as Ciara was saying there, if you're talking about more disadvantaged areas where there is maybe less provision of housing, less provision of social services, or it's perceived that that's the case, and then there is a visibly different group that is increasing in its density in the area, well, we're meaning-making creatures and we're trying to make sense of things. And what we end up doing potentially is saying, well, there's only a limited number of houses, it's a zero-sum game, and the more people that there are around here, then the harder it is for us to get access to those resources. So for that process to work, you need to have a sense that it is zero-sum, that it's not possible to get more houses, and you also have to have some sense that there is a conflict between two different groups.
Okay, so if you're advising the government in terms of how do you have a more positive portrayal of immigration, because the reality is we need immigration, even from a purely selfish point of view, forget the moral rights and wrongs and our legal obligations to have asylum seekers and so on. We need immigration. We need more workers. That's an undeniable economic reality. How does the government pitch that to the electorate based on this survey and based on what you were saying about the psychology of it?
No, absolutely. I would say I think Ciara was making some excellent points there in relation to the fact that migration to this country, a lot of migrants coming to this country are very well educated and very skilled and are coming here to do very important jobs. And we just look across our society and we can see that. But there are a number of things that we can point to, not the least of which is, first of all, housing, for example, is not a zero-sum game. A greater provision of social housing, greater provision of housing generally, and other important social services would make an absolutely enormous difference, because then there's no conflict. There's no source, there's no reason for that kind of conflict or that sense of threat. And the second thing is contact. And again, Ciara mentioned this. There's a load of research that shows if you have different communities or different groups of people in any way, shape or form that come together, just rubbing alongside one another within communities, but also specifically working on shared projects with shared goals, then we can see more and more clearly that people are people wherever you go, wherever they come from, we are people. And that sense of a difference, that sense of a different group being other to us, can disappear just through getting to know them, you know.
Dr. Mike Murphy, Senior Lecturer in Applied Psychology in UCC, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.